Okay, that was a lesson in not rambling. I will try not to. Okay, a little bit later on in the evening. Finishing up part three and last part. I think I ended on performances. They were just okay. I could tell Leonardo DiCaprio from the rest of everybody else, but his supporting cast were just, you know, faces. I mean, not a great dynamic acting job from really anyone except for possibly Leonardo DiCaprio. You have Pete Postlethwaite as the dying tycoon father. He is usually magnificent in everything. He hardly had any screen time. I mean, I think he was just there for the check. It's Cillian Murphy, who was fantastic in 28 Days Later, and as a scarecrow in the first Christopher Nolan Batman movie. He was very bland in this, and he just, you know, kind of did some reaction shots, but it was not much. And then very porky Tom Berenger, who I could barely... I could barely pick him out. I thought he was Brian Cox for a second. I won't be unkind. But, yeah, the years have not been kind. And let's see. The rest, everybody kind of non-entities. I wasn't really rooting for them, and didn't have much in the way of an emotional investment in this film. The effects were kind of just so-so. The plot, kind of complex, kind of complicated, and drags a lot in the middle, and loses the audience, I think. So, with these complex discussions of, you know, dream invasion therapy, dream invasion technology, the dangers and pitfalls and everything, yet they talk a lot about it, but you don't really see it. The best part of the movie really is in the last 10, 15 minutes when they're engaged in a triple, it's like a triple or maybe it was even four layers of a dream. There was a dream within a dream within a dream. And they're trying to convince someone to do something by creating this complex multi-layered scenario. You'll get it when you see it. That was interesting because you see things happening simultaneously in three layers of dream. I was impressed by that and the way that was shot. Otherwise, I'd give it a B-. I'd see it on cable, but I wouldn't pay top dollar to go see it in a theater. It's just so-so. Anyway, that's my take on Inception. Thanks for listening. Bye.